In less than 2 weeks, Americans have donated more than $300 million to private charities set up to aid victims of the September 11th terrorist attacks. It's an unprecedented amount of money raised in such a short period of time. Billions of federal dollars also are promised. Charitable organizations are trying to map out how best to distribute the private funds to the neediest cases. From New York, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
In the hours just after the Twin Towers fell, the United Way and the New York Community Trust established the September 11th Fund, just one of dozens of charities and trusts which sprang up after the attack. So far, the fund has raised more than $112 million, and it's still growing. Ani Hurwitz, a senior consultant with the trust, says they've started to funnel money to social service nonprofits which provide direct assistance to the families. Some of it will go for immediate cash needs. Funeral expenses, rent or mortgage payments, food, utility bills, maybe tuition.
As those agencies come to us and say, we need cash to get to people, we will be considering and acting on those grants quickly.
But for long-term financial and psychological care, Hurwitz says, it will take time to determine the hierarchy of need. Charities have to see how much of the $40 billion in federal aid will be earmarked for victims' families. She says they want to make sure that the private dollars don't duplicate or supplant federal money.
In some cases, if a victim is given private money, they render themselves ineligible for public money. As I say, government was working swiftly to try to lift these restrictions. Nonetheless, we need to be very careful. We want to make sure that we are not overfunding people, although it sort of seems to be hard to look at that right now, but that this money is distributed effectively and wisely and fairly.
So for now, deciding who gets what private aid is very much a work in progress. September 11th Fund organizers hope to create a task force of New York civic, business, and nonprofit leaders to help craft a strategy on how to best distribute the millions. The working poor, many philanthropies agree, were the hardest hit economically. For the nearly 4,000 low-income workers who cleaned offices, served food, washed windows, or worked security at the Trade Center and surrounding buildings, the attack was both a psychological and financial nightmare. 26 workers with New York Service Employees Union, Local 32BJ, are missing in the Twin Towers attack. More than 1,800 members are now without a job. At the union's Southern Manhattan headquarters Monday, anxious family members packed office cubicles seeking help from staffers in getting benefits and job placement. 26-year-old Ivan Almendarez worked as a janitor at the Trade Center for nearly a decade. He was on shift that Tuesday and helped pull a badly burned elevator maintenance worker from Tower 1 just before the collapse. Almendarez says he was upbeat earlier that morning because the previous night he'd landed a new apartment that he and his wife had searched out for months.
You know, I just saw my apartment. It was a little expensive. But I said, me and my wife is working. My wife was working at the building also, second shift. And she's 8 months pregnant, and now she don't have a job. You know, now I don't have a job. We still went ahead and moved to the apartment, but we're worrying about how we're going to pay the bills, you know. It was harder already the way it was, and now this has made it even harder for us.
Because of a quickly arranged agreement between businesses and the union, Almendarez and the nearly 2,000 other displaced janitors and service workers with Local 32BJ will be put on a priority list for rehiring as jobs open up across the city. They'll also get 6 months of health care coverage and, for 6 months, cash to supplement their unemployment benefits. But hundreds of non-union blue-collar workers, many of whom operate in a less regulated cash economy, aren't so lucky. They don't have even that minimum safety net. As one charity executive told NPR, clearly those people will have to be a priority for private money in coming weeks. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, New York.